This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
Can we?
No.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Halloween is coming up. Wait, is it too soon to talk about
no,
it? Apparently
no.
Not. It is for me. Like,
well,
first off,
like
we don't do an
problem.
Exotic ball anymore. We should bring that back.
Yeah, I've never.
I'd be down.
Never been
I never got to do one.
I
never got to attend one. I was only like a baby.
It's a giant, grown-up, like, Halloween party. When it first started was when radio was really cool, so we had, like, our costume contest had, like, $10,000 in prizes.
Whoa.
So, like, people just crawled out of the woodwork and did elaborate, crazy things to try to win. And then, you know.
Do you remember some of the winners?
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't say.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Because there's people.
Because they were, like, creative?
No, because there's like, 10 guys who have an actual, like, 5 guys who have an actual bobsled, and they've drug it in, and they're dressed as a Jamaican bobsled team, and you're like, whoa, and they get on stage, and people are like, ooh, and people are cheering or whatever, and then one power slut comes on stage, crowd goes wild, all she's wearing is, like, a G-string, and it's like, and then people lose their mind. It's like, it's unfair. Halloween is supremely unfair. If you've devoted weeks of welding and all this stuff, because a hot chick is going to steal the prize no matter what.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It is. The whole theme lately has just been like sexy anything.
I just remember, and I don't know if she won. If she didn't, she might have won. It was like there were costumes that were unbelievable. Dragons with actual fire, just like, whoa.
Wow.
Ah! And in comes sexy Cindy Lou Who. And it was like, what? Give that girl a check.
Yeah. Weeks of work on the other.
Yes,
costume.
And the other guys are like, do you understand? It took like 7 people to drop me off here. Like, there was a whole train of.
We rode
like,
the bobsled here.
Right. We're and dedicated. It's like, I don't care. Look at her.
Yeah.
Look at Cindy Lou Who. My God.
It is unfair.
It is totally unfair. The thing we were talking about is decorating outside.
Yeah.
When did I? Can anybody pinpoint when we just. Or did like the Christmas decoration people go, we're not making enough money? Like,
I honestly think it was during COVID because we were all bored and.
Mm.
And that's when.
It was just like, yeah, put up decorations outside. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's when I remember like for the first time seeing the huge ones.
Yeah.
Like the 15-foot skeleton.
Because at first it was just like the big cobweb or.
Yeah.
And like
some
the styrofoam headstones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or some skeleton, like
the,
a skeleton
the flat
hanging.
Witch against the side of the house that looks like it flew into the house.
Oh.
I like those. They're cute.
Wait, so you're one of these people? You're not a Halloween guy?
A little bit. My son is a spooky boy, is what we say. He likes ghosts, skeletons, stuff like that. I'm very basic with it. I'm new to the Halloween because I don't like dressing up and I don't like anything scary. I like the spooky stuff. Just like
so
the pumpkins and the ghosts and the little skeletons
but
dancing.
But scary is gore. Blood
on
a knife.
I don't like any of that.
Really?
I don't like any of that, no. I'll do like I'll do a Frankenstein.
Wow.
Something like that. Frankenstein's monster, excuse me.
Not just Frankenstein?
No, Frankenstein is the like doctor.
He's Dr. Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've been saying that wrong my whole life, and this is the moment I find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
From me. Oh,
I know.
You have to be so hurt.
So wait, Aaron, you're going to do it now?
Well, I don't know. I love it all. I cannot afford the decorations. Yeah. Well, but I
think it's stupid.
I think it because in the neighborhood, like I walk with my son and we have a few in the neighborhood that have some like a little inflatable kind of, it's like the Friday the 13th guy, the little, but he looks cute.
Jason.
It says Stabby Halloween on it.
That's cute.
That's kind of funny.
We have a Jack and Sally, a tall, like 10-foot thing.
Yeah. So it's fun to kind of point out. It extends the length of, you know, you go look at the Christmas lights around that time and then you kind of go look at the Halloween decorations. I like it.
I'm going to say this.
As long as it's not too scary.
I have been informed and we've talked about on the air that I'm kind of a negative Nancy lately. And so I'm going to jump on board with you guys.
Okay.
I'm coming all the way in.
Oh, good.
But I'm not going to decorate. But we tried this last year and we did it a little bit, but I think we can actually pull it off this year.
Okay.
If you're one of these people, and there are a couple near like my kids' elementary school that literally take up from the inch mark of their property line to the other side, like 3,000 headstones, cobwebs, animatronics, like fog, light shows. It's
some
like
people like
Christmas
close
on
their
meth.
Or they open up their garage to be
a haunted house.
Yeah.
I've been to that. Yeah. I've been to a bunch
of those. It's so cool.
I got in one. I don't want to get into it, but once you got inside, it became, because Halloween is, oh my God, I'm doing something I swore I'd never do. Once you got inside, Halloween's very close to Election Day. And so once you crossed a couple of boundaries, like, ooh, first you reach in and touch the spaghetti with peeled grapes. And it's like, ooh, it's brains and eyeballs. You're like, ooh, gross. And you move a couple. Then it's like, here's what this political party is thinking. And you're in a maze and you can't go back. So you had to force your way. I mean, eventually, just word on the street, you're just like going, don't go to the haunted house. It's a trap.
I feel like, trick-or-treating 101 is never go into the house as a kid, especially.
But
the
lure of a free haunted house just on a Longmont street, you're like.
Do you ever do haunted houses, Tiak?
I've done them before when like our marching band would be somewhere and we'd be staying the night and it's like, okay, we need an activity to do tonight. We'll go to the haunted house.
Like the real haunted houses?
The real, like a haunted forest I've done. And then there was one in my hometown in high school. It was called the Scare Lair and it was in some haunted building. And the whole thing about it was you got a free shirt if you peed your pants. If you got so scared that you peed your pants, you got a shirt that said, I peed my pants at Scare Lair. And so we were all just prepared to go in and just lose it, pee our pants and then get the shirt.
Did you pee your pants?
They were out of shirts.
No!
So you peed your pants and didn't get a shirt?
Oh
Let's
my
not get
God.
Into it, all right?
I now have two things we have to do.
No.
One,
no.
We're going to haunted houses.
No.
Oh, yeah.
The
no,
real ones,
them.
Real ones.
Yeah,
real ones. We're not going to go to your house when it turns into whatever.
Real ones.
We'll go to like
13th floor.
No.
The Elitch one, whatever that's called. Fright Night, Frightmare. Okay.
I was very clear.
If you run a haunted house and you're listening or you know somebody who does, text us, tell us. Will you just let us come to your haunted house? We'll film if we're allowed to.
Yeah.
Or we'll film before and after.
Mm-hmm.
If you have shirts for T-Hack, he's guaranteed
diapers
to urinate.
For him.
Maybe a pacifier or something.
We'll get a car. We'll get a limo or something. We'll do like five a night.
That's a lot. I don't know
five.
If we can. Yeah.
We could get five done if we can skip the line.
The houses. I thought you meant haunted houses. I was like, that's.
No. You're haunted houses. We can get it done. Because it's all my people. It's all North Side stuff. There's not a lot of stuff down on the South Side. It's like there's corn mazes and it's all wacky North End, Brighton, Commerce City weirdos. Like the one.
I'm down. Don't get me
there's
wrong.
There's a haunted
but
house
like,
at the flea
I'm
market.
I'm concerned for T-Hack.
He's going to be fine. We'll get a car and we'll go to like. Let's go to three and one.
He's gonna pee his pants now.
We could go to Elitch's and like, and we maybe we can take like five listeners with us.
That'd be fun.
That would.
And
be
we just
fun.
Like we do a haunted house tour.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'll watch the car.
Okay, so we're gonna do that. So if you run a haunted house and you want to be in, text into 51059. If they send an email, do we have access to that yet? Great. never mind. Well, you could send it to slacker@odyssey.com. I check that once a year whether I have to or not. And the other thing is, text in if you decorate your house.
Yes.
Just text
Definitely
in your
though.
Address.
Yeah, yeah.
And we want to do, maybe we can come up with a prize for that too.
Yeah.
Like pumpkin lattes or something stupid.
Yeah. A shirt maybe.
Something pumpkin themed. Yes.
The Slacker show came to my house.
And Tiak peed on my Halloween display. Just text where your address is, because I want to go see, because there are some houses that go to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
They go to like that Griswold sort of level. So real haunted houses, great Halloween decorations. Text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.